remember that? The Scream Mask guy? What's up? My dad still does that when I call him. He'll be like, what's up? He's the only one who's keeping it alive. And now you will too if you call a friend today and say, what's up? Welcome to the Chelsea Skidmore friends, listeners, people of the world. We are here with another great episode with my bestie, fellow comedian, gorgeous gal, CBD cannabis lover, Sarah Weinschenk. But before we get into that, a little housekeeping. I woke up early today, earlier than I should have, did not get enough sleep, craved a burger and fries at 9:40, just ordered one, it's on the way. Kind of fasted till 12 because that's when hamburgers are starting to be made in the day by the people who cook hamburgers. So I will be enjoying one of those. And I got a great sponsor for this episode. And this one's for the men. The men, love ya. Where are my athletes at? Are you looking for a baseball or softball bat with top of the line performance and durability? Anderson Bat Company has got you covered. For 25 years, Anderson Bat Company has been changing the game with our alloy and composite baseball and softball bats. The Rocket Tech has been the hottest bat in fast pitch softball for 15 years, and our Window Maker is the bat of the choice for the 7th overall pick in the 2020 MLB draft. Whether you're looking for a BBCOR, youth baseball, fast pitch, or slow pitch bat, Anderson Bat Company has got you covered with a one-year warranty and a 30-day demo program. So go to AndersonBat.com. That's A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, bat.com. To check out our latest reviews, find a dealer or swing station in your area, or to buy direct. There are a lot of bats to choose from. Step outside the batter's box and go deep with Anderson Bat Company. I mean, how fun is it to have a baseball bat during these times? Hit the fucking park with your friends or go to a swing box. That sounds like fun. Batter box. Swing box or batter box? Swing station. That's what they're called. I like baseball. I played baseball for a long time when I was growing up, and I was always the catcher. Does that mean I sucked? And everyone hated me and they just want to throw a baseball at me. Sorry, my dog's licking, drinking water extremely loud right now. But that's it from me, guys. Check out Anderson Bat Company. They'll hook you up with a sick-ass bat. Let's get into the episode. Have a good day. And please subscribe, rate, and review the Chelsea Skidmore Show.
What's up, guys?
Hi!
Oh, hi, yeah. Chels. What's going on?
Sarah, is this a ute or
a yurt right now.
A yurt?
Yes.
Can I get a spelling?
Y as in yellow, U as in umbrella, R as in rectangle, T as in triangle. Yurt.
No E?
Nope.
Did you ever used to watch those spelling bees?
Yeah.
That was like one of my favorite things to watch.
The spelling bees on television?
Yeah. It was always on like a weird channel.
Did I hit record on here? Yeah, yeah. I did. Okay.
Yeah, we're recording.
We're recording.
We're in a yurt.
We're in a geodesic dome.
Geodesic?
Yeah.
Does that come in your vocabulary pamphlet when you move to Topanga?
Yeah. They're like, oh, hello. Welcome. You're going to have to learn about what a geodesic dome is and what a labyrinth is.
You've seen a labyrinth? Oh, on
yeah,
the hike?
Yeah, there's multiple labyrinths.
Whoa.
There's multiple labyrinths in the land of milk and honey. Well, okay. So before we started this podcast episode, I was telling you about the audition I had yesterday.
Yeah.
Which, okay. So I didn't know because oftentimes when you record a self-tape, you have to do it by yourself at home, and it's yeah. so depressing.
Why didn't you?
Because I needed somebody to read to me off camera, and I wasn't going to go ask my landlord.
You know what the move is? What? Is that you set up the Zoom next to, you set your computer up on a table next yeah. to your phone, and you Zooms, and someone does it on the computer, and it picks up on the phone. I've done that.
Yeah, but like.
That's what I did for my self-tape at home.
I just was like, I don't know what to do. So yeah, I went to this place where they taper for you. And this is on a Sunday, okay? That's how dedicated I am to try to book this commercial. Which, by the way, I've never booked one commercial. Have been auditioning for commercials pretty regularly since I'm 23. I'm 33 and I've never booked one.
We've talked about bad auditions before. Yeah, remember I looked at a fake watch that didn't exist?
Yeah.
And then the casting director said that was psycho.
No.
She was like, that was psycho. And I was like,
yeah. So I spend my Sunday going to this place to tape the set, right? I get dressed up like a lawyer. I'm great. Going to the audition. I'm dressed like a lawyer on a Sunday.
Did you ask your dad what to wear?
No, I just looked in my closet. I was like, a blazer? That seems efficient.
Yeah.
That seems like what lawyers would wear. So I put on the suit. I'm in the car. I got to go to Kinko's to print out the sides because guess who doesn't have a printer? I don't. And why does it? How come Kinko's, when you go there, everything moves so slow? You're like, you have one job. It's just to be able to print
that
and copy.
That is true. It does take forever. I'm more surprised, though, that you don't have a printer.
Do you have a printer?
Of course. I'm an adult.
Do you have a printer / scanner?
Yes.
You have an all-in-one.
I am a female in Los Angeles, Sarah.
You have a
I'm printing scripts and sides, and I'm photocopying my ID.
Me, over here, I'm running down to Kinko's. You're in the middle of a goddamn pandemic.
Would you first move here?
Yeah. I'm like, excuse me, I need to print out my sides for my audition.
Yeah.
So I go to Kinko's, I print out the sides, it's a whole ordeal, get into the audition. I think, while I'm auditioning, I think that maybe I might have a little snot under my nose, but it's like...
I'm not even kidding, you have a little right now.
Right now? I have something going on recently.
It's cold. I'm using my... Yeah, it's gone.
Okay, see what I mean? Like, this is a thing, something that's been happening.
Do you have a cold?
Quite regularly.
No. Remember when...
When what?
Nothing.
What?
Didn't someone go like that?
Oh, yeah. Somebody one time on a date wiped the snot off my nose. It was actually the most romantic thing anyone's ever done.
Sarah, you might just have to start carrying some Kleenex.
And that's it.
I have my floss and you have your Kleenex. We're wiping. We're cleaning.
We're doing a lot.
It's
you know what I mean? It's a little distracting. So it's like when I've been on stage before and thought, I have a little snot, but I don't think anyone can see it. Have you had that
experience? I'm seeing there's a bigger problem. You have a runny nose. you have a chronic runny...
Allergy medication?
You have a chronic runny nose. Is that okay?
I don't know.
No, is it okay for me to bring that to light?
No, we should bring it to light.
Okay, yeah, I think... I don't want to say we're looking at a problem, but we're looking at a pattern.
We're looking at a bit of a pattern.
There is a pattern.
There's
okay.
A runny nose
walk
happening.
Me through this. Do you have allergies?
I do have allergies. Yeah. And you know what? I'm not taking an allergy pill. Maybe that's part of the problem.
There's a Zyrtec. There's an Allegra.
Maybe
a Claritin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took Claritin for years.
And?
Because I would get hives on my face after I ate things.
Really?
Not sure what the allergy was.
Well, I do the audition with snot on my nose. I didn't think that the light was going to be hitting it in the way that it was. I didn't realize it was such a problem. And I thought that perhaps the man I was paying to read with me and videotape me would have been like, hey, maybe you want to wipe the snot off your
nose. Yeah, they're being paid for that.
Yeah.
It's not just about reading.
You have one job. It's to make me look good.
Show me the fucking video.
I'm
going to
show you the video because
I can't.
Because it was so distracting. So then I'm like, okay, I call my mom. I go, Mom, do I still send the tape? She goes, what do you have to lose? I send the tape and I'm like, I have a lot to lose.
I got to see how bad this is.
It's not even going to be moving and you're going to see what I'm talking about.
Wait, but it looks, I love your outfit. You look gorgeous. Wait, hold on. Can I see?
Besides the snot,
you
can see
it does though. You know what though? It's fine. You built it up. It also looks like a bit of shine and glitz. It actually could be clear lip gloss. Do you know what I mean?
Clear lip gloss that I got on my nose. Look at the area.
It is COVID.
It's definitely
like so. These are normal.
This is not great.
You look beautiful.
Oh my god!
But in the video. Does it move?
It glistens.
Let's see. I gotta play.
Okay, I'm gonna play the video for Chelsea so she can see what's happening here. This is.
Hey, I'm Sarah Weinchain.
Okay, yeah, that's not. Or it looks like sweat. You look adorable.
No. I'm a super fan of travel. I simply
can't wait to travel.
I can't. It's a hotels.com audition. It's all so embarrassing.
Wait, pause it. Okay. You're beautiful. You look incredible on camera.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, that's so funny. And
snot and all.
Yeah. It actually, once it, I was curious once there was movement.
If it looked like snot. Yeah, it looks like snot.
But you looked so good that it's like, it was kind of cute. It was just like, oh, like, well, I like her.
Somebody give her a Kleenex.
It was like, oh, they didn't help her out. Like, it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, but it wasn't not my fault either. Who doesn't feel snot on their nose?
Would you rather have snot on your nose or like a black thing in your tooth?
Snot on my nose. Hmm? What about you? Black thing in your tooth.
No!
I know. That's
my fear.
That's literally your nightmare.
Do you have any fears?
Yeah. I have so many fears. Armpit. I always sweat under my armpits.
I have such bad sweating problems under my arms for my life, my entire life.
My entire life too. And I'm like, should I get that Botox treatment under your arms? It's probably so expensive.
I feel like it causes cancer.
Everything.
I'm like,
can I walk outside with being at risk without getting cancer? Potentially, can you breathe in any fumes without potentially getting cancer?
I know, but there's something the point of sweating is you're releasing the toxins. And I just feel like
if you completely stop
that and block that, it can't be good for you.
You just become like everywhere is just Botox. You have no lines on your face, and you don't even sweat, and you just become like this weird, like non-human.
Speaking of Botox,
yeah,
Jennifer Aniston doesn't age. Why does she look so good? What kind of work does she get done? Is that my mic thing?
No, she gets
is
stuff.
It okay?
Yeah, everything's good. I just readjusting everything's myself. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
No, look, but do you see how it does that? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, cool.
You're good. Jennifer Aniston, she has money. She can do whatever
she
wants.
Certain actors, though, like, they look so good. Like, some people look like they've gotten work. Like,
I know.
I love Nicole Kidman, but, like, in The Undoing, like, she couldn't even express her eyes.
She's gone too far.
Yeah,
she's gone way too far. She looks like a wax figurine. And she looks like the hottest wax figurine I've ever seen. However,
I love Nikki.
Yeah. But
like, I recently saw a picture of Jennifer Aniston and she looks like incredible. And she looks like she's had nothing done.
I know.
So I'm like, what did she get done? And who did she see?
We'll never know. That's the problem.
That sucks.
You know, because like, and even if you're friends with her, I feel like if you were friends with her, she'd tell you the truth. She is that type of energy.
Yeah.
She'd be like, yeah.
I think she's a good person.
She does seem like a good person.
She seems low key. Adam's hung out with her.
Yeah.
And?
Said she was a good person.
Yeah. She seems down to earth. It's her Greek heritage.
Is it her Greek heritage? We're getting really into it. We become entertainment tonight. like on the next. Okay,
keep
also,
going.
You know who's had the most work out of anybody?
Who?
Mario Lopez.
He has?
Yeah.
But he hasn't gotten off her
Excuse me?
He hasn't gotten off of our screens.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten off of our screens. He's been in the limelight for quite some time.
Wait, he has a lot of work done?
I think so. Doesn't he look like he has a lot of work
done?
He
had a Jerry curl, huh?
He's had every type of everything. Mario Lopez, would you want to hook up with Mario Lopez?
No, not my type.
Not my type either.
I don't like super buff, like jock types.
I'm experimenting with that.
You are?
With super buff jock types.
Yeah. But like, he's not a jock.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
He's just buff.
Yeah.
And that's just his body,
and that's
baby.
Just that.
and that's just that. No, like, yeah, I don't know. I've never been attracted to like an athlete or a jock type. Unless like, I'm sure that like someone like David Beckham, like a hot European soccer player.
Okay, like David
like
Beckham,
that's hot.
Yeah. You know what I would not be attracted to? Like, cause whenever I'm thinking about dating somebody, I think about like the hobbies you would have to support if you were dating them.
Wait, that's so funny because you have talked about this before.
Yeah.
And it's so, unique because I never hear any girl or guy talk about that. But every time you've told me about a guy, like, you'd be like, then I have to support his this. Then I, and it's so funny
because I don't want to.
Like, that's your go-to.
I'm afraid of having to support somebody's mediocre talent and being like, babe, it's beautiful.
Where, like, how did that even come to the forefront of all of your dating decisions?
I've been on dates and I'm like, for a week it's fun, and then I realize what dating this person would actually entail. Like, okay, I'm dating a painter. What does that entail? Like, he's stressed out. He's got to clean his brushes again. It's like he lost his favorite brush, his canvas. Oh, he can't find his favorite canvas. Like, walk me through, like, what the experience is of dating someone based on their interests and their professions, and things come up.
So okay, what about a chef?
He's always wanting to try out new recipes on you. You're like, I don't care. He's like, I don't like filet mignon. He's like, you haven't tried filet mignon the way I make filet mignon. Yeah, and then you have to be like, babe, this is the best filet mignon I've ever had. And you have to lie.
Have you been through this before? Did you support some bad talents
supported some bad talents in the past, but the thing was I was in love, so I didn't realize that the talents were bad. I just saw through the lenses of love. So I'm like, oh, he's so talented, he's a diamond in the rough. One day people will understand that he's just such a talented director of photography, and that will then we'll live happily ever after.
You know? That, like, literally delusion. Never crossed my mind.
I always feel like that. And then also just I guess, like, the worst would be supporting, like, a musician.
Yeah.
Whose music you didn't like.
I wouldn't hook up with him. I wouldn't date him.
But then the other side of it is, if you're into his music, then it's, like, the hottest thing ever, and you're, like, proudly supporting
it. That's a lifetime of jealousy, though.
It's a lifetime. It's a sentence.
That comes
with
a lot of fans.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't. I don't think I could date a musician.
Keep him inside.
I don't think I could date a musician.
Hell no. I could barely date someone who
goes to
the same
job. I told you when I went out with that famous musician, I'm not going to say the name.
Yeah.
But he invited me to his show. And then after, we walked out, like, the back exit, and he was, like, holding my hand. And there was, like, all these, like, crowds of people who were, like, trying to meet him. And then we went to, like, eat after. And, like, a woman came over to his table and was like, can I have a picture? And he's like, you have to ask my girlfriend.
No.
It was the first, like, it wasn't even a date, but do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
And I was just,
I wish,
like,
you would say.
Dave Navarro.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess it wasn't a date. He just invited me to a show, but then I think he was pulling out all of the moves.
Yeah.
To make it, like, to get pussy. I don't think he needs to impress me, but
yeah.
I felt like it was, like, all of the moves from, like, a 90s musician.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
Just pulling out all of the moves.
And I was like, I can't.
Well, okay, I match with a museum on a
museum owner? A curator?
I meant a musician. I don't know why I said a museum.
I wished it was, because I've been looking at those paintings the whole time.
Oh my God. Yeah, I wish.
I keep staring at those.
They're hypnotizing. There's some art. We're in the storage dome right now.
It's a yurt.
It's a yurt. We're in a geodesic dome.
I keep looking for the spider, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I think the thicker the spider, the scarier.
I think... Yeah. That was a thick daddy.
Spiders are one of my biggest fears.
Spiders?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm being cool, though.
Yeah, you've been really cool. Because that was a big-ass spider.
Internally, I'm shook.
Really?
Yeah, I keep
spider's
looking around.
Spider's not afraid of
I've been looking around, like, the whole time.
I'll kill it right now if you want.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not afraid of killing spiders.
You're not afraid of spiders?
I feel guilty because of, like, reincarnation.
Right.
Because sometimes if I'm stoned and I'm like, oh, what if I'm killing a life that was supposed to live and I, like, ruined its purpose? Do you ever feel like that?
Sort of. Yeah. Yeah. As I've gotten older.
Like, I feel like sometimes I feel...
Well, I'm like, I'll just let the fly out. Like, I don't have to kill it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Or sometimes also... Like,
or like a bee. I'm like, he might need a pollinate.
When I was in Texas, I was, like, looking at the cattle and I was like, oh no, is this where I become vegan? Because, like, they look so cute.
Was there just cattle roaming?
Yeah, there's just cattle roaming. I was like, okay, we're out here. You know what I mean?
What else was Texas like?
A lot of brisket.
What is brisket? Beef?
It's like a thick beef. It's like a fatty beef.
Was it good?
It was really good, but I mean, I couldn't eat it all the time.
Was there plenty of sauces available?
Lots of sauces is available at all times.
But like, it's a smoky barbecue. It's a honey barbecue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a spicy barbecue. Well,
and then I had a friend from Best Barbecue Ever. His name is Yoni. He comes to the shows and he was giving everybody barbecue and he like slices barbecue in the green room. So I'm like sweating. I'm eating barbecue. I probably have snot dripping out of my lips. I'm living my best Texas life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was drinking Diet Mountain Dew. I was eating Laffy Taffy. I was eating like the LA version of me would be like so judgmental of who I was in Texas. At one point, I'm pretty sure, and by pretty sure, I mean I most definitely was smoking a cigarette in the green room.
Since when do you smoke cigarettes?
Never. I was in
Texas.
Who
offered you one?
I just saw it and I go, I want one. And then
really?
I started smoking an American Spirit.
You're just like doing your thing.
I was like
living it up.
I was living it up. And then I was like, the next day, I was so exhausted. It was a lot going from being a regular, normal sleeping person that sleeps at like 10:30 and gets up at 9 to a touring comedian who has a show every night, who has somewhere to be. Like, I forgot how
exhausting
it is.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting in like a different way. Like, it's definitely like a young person's thing. Because when you start it, you're like, it's so cool, I'm out every night. And then when you're like in your 30s, you're like...
Well, I can't imagine going to a show at 10 p.m., which was like normal before a pandemic. Like,
yeah. And if
I'd be
like
performing
a newer comic
at fucking midnight, you know, oftentimes at the comedy store.
And the younger you are, the later most of the time you're going up because you're newer. So it's like your spots are going to be later. Yeah. You're not going to get the 10 o'clock spots. You're not going to get the 9 o'clock spots. You're going up at midnight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like, I forgot how grueling that part of it is.
Fuck.
It's like, but also so great to like actually connect with an audience and have that experience.
Yeah.
Like having that exchange felt so fun.
I love crowd work. I think I love connecting with and fucking with the audience sometimes more than even like if I'm gonna like think about like, oh, I can't wait to get back on stage, I'm thinking about fucking with people.
Well, like, I'm not fucking with people, like, even if it's just an Uber driver.
I know. Wait, I've been obsessed with it my whole life, actually, because of Tom Green.
Yeah, Tom Green, when he was watching Tom Green as a kid, was the best.
When he did my podcast, you know, that's like, and now I feel like, you know, I've talked to him like several times and like, I don't feel the same way anymore. But like, when he did my podcast, I was so nervous.
Yeah, because he was so cool though.
He is so cool. And then after I was like, oh, he's just like a normal guy. But like, at first I was like, he's Tom Green. Like,
no, I know, because we grew up watching Tom Green.
But he was like one of the most influential people of my life growing up.
Mine
too,
because he was also the first person who was doing stuff like that and like videoing himself and doing it indie and doing it underground. He was like the first reality TV star in a way.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if I'd say reality TV.
Like, well, in a way, I felt like, because he would like, when he brought like the animals into his parents' house and did all that crazy
shit, but that was like, is prank? That reality prank? Yes, prank
show.
But
same reality
with Jackass,
prank.
But also it started before that, like Big Brother and CKY. Oh, yeah.
Big Brother.
Yeah, that's, Steven worked for Big Brother.
He did?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He wrote articles and like made videos and stuff.
That's
and
crazy.
He was like an intern there. Yeah.
Big
and then
brother.
Big Brother.
An intern at Big Brother?
Yeah. And then Big Brother, he's like in a bunch of, he's in like the book. And then Big Brother, you know, became Jackass.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Big Brother became Jackass?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you fucking learned something new. Chelsea on the show,
yeah.
You learned something new.
Yeah. Well, I only know all this because Steven talks about it all the time. But that's where all the guys came from.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but Tom Green was like the first person I remember seeing who would do like the prank show type of thing.
Totally.
And like get away with it. And was so funny.
Yeah. There was actually another show too before him. I forgot what it was though, because I did all this research before. There's
you
another
like
show
doing
too.
That type of shit to people. Like, you'll go up to a room full of strangers and just start talking to them.
When
Remember when we went to 7-Eleven? We went to 7-Eleven and there was like a guy with an eye patch and like police officers.
And we did a photo shoot with them.
And Chelsea's like, let's put on these military hats and do a photo shoot with
them. That's just like fun to me though. I don't know. I've always been like that my whole life. But as I've gotten older, I do it a lot less. But I did it
But you still do it.
I still do
it. You still do it. You did it in a pizza place with me too.
Wait, when was that?
You walk into the pizza place and you go, I wish you guys would give me a slice.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I guess I don't stop. I know.
And we went to the Uber with this guy. We were like making fun of his tongue to his face. We're like, show us your tongue, and he did, and you're like there's a line on it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I believe it. No, I've been like this my whole life, and you know what, like guys that I've dated hate it. Guys like, and I think that's why I've like
scaled it back
because
you
like
these men steal your like, shine.
I try to like still fuck with like, you know, if I'd be like an Uber driver, like a guy I was dating, and I'd be like naturally just talking to him and fucking with him, like the guy would get so fucking mad and then we'd like get in a fight and like literally
like jealous.
I don't know. They just don't like it. I think it's because
guys don't like it when you're yeah.
Well, I think it's because they feel like something bad is going to happen and then they're going to have to get into a fight. And I'm just like the idiot who's like, la, la, la. Yeah. But like a fight is going to be caused from what I'm doing or something.
Well,
or maybe it's just like not attractive. I don't know.
Can we just talk about your TikTok journey for a second?
Sure.
Because this kind of goes back to that, right? Because there's a video. Yeah. How do you explain the video you posted to TikTok?
So I was in Italy on my honeymoon with Steven, and we were... And before we went there, we had made videos before, like videos of me like fucking, like prank kind of hidden camera type videos.
Right.
And I had licked a chocolate fountain in the past and it was like really fun and we loved the video. And Stephen was supportive of this actually. If he's like informed ahead of time, he's okay.
But he doesn't want you to just surprise him.
I don't think he wants a surprise prank.
A surprise prank.
No.
Right.
But, so we were at like an ice cream store or shop in Italy and they had like a chocolate thing, like a chocolate
fountain.
It wasn't like a fountain. It was like a spout.
Okay.
Like almost like it just came out. And then I was like, can I make a video of me licking that? And they were like, we don't give a shit. Like they didn't care. They were just like, yeah, go ahead. So then I made a video and we made it look like it was like, and they were like, no, but like it was all staged.
Okay.
And then, you know, I put it on my Instagram and like everyone loved it. You know, a couple of years later, I downloaded a TikTok one night. I downloaded TikTok at like 10 p.m. at night and I uploaded like 5 videos to it. And then I went to sleep. I woke up then and one of them was the chocolate video. The next day I woke up, it had 1 million views overnight.
And you were anxious as fuck.
And I was like having a meltdown because I was getting so many mean messages. Like it had 1 million views, but people were really angry about it. And this is like during COVID. So people think I made this during COVID and like...
That you went to go put your mouth on like a chocolate spout during COVID.
That there was like
COVID.
Germs. And a lot of the people were like from all over the world. So like they didn't get it. They thought I was a stupid American. A lot of you're dumb American. And the video in 48 hours got to 4.5 million views. And then my account got shut down and it all went away. So it was 2 days of like really heightened emotions. Like I felt crazy. I didn't like it. It didn't feel good. Like people were like tagging me all over the place and like
she
yelling
at
me.
You went like TikTok viral.
Yeah.
And then you were demonized because they thought that you were putting your mouth on a chocolate fountain during COVID, even though it was from during your honeymoon. But my favorite part is that in the meantime, you were like hitting up chocolate brands, trying to collab.
Oh, yeah. So then when I had 4.5 million, I was like, great. Like, I'm going to take advantage. Like the guy who's on the skateboard with the fucking cranberry juice, like
happened. Dog face.
happened like a month before this. So I was like, cool, my turn, you know?
Yeah, she's new dog face.
So I DM'd every chocolate company I can think of.
Every chocolate company.
Every chocolate, like 20.
Did you get Toblerone?
Oh, yes. I got them all. Hershey's, Reese's, Mars.
Twix. It was every.
If you're making chocolate, I'm messaging.
Ghirardelli, Scent.
Toblerone. Everyone you can think of.
Every chocolate
company. No chocolate left behind. And then my account shut down and I was like, oh, they're gonna think I like lied. And for some reason they never got back to me either.
None of the chocolate companies?
Because they probably were like, she's a liar. Because the video didn't exist by the time, like 20 minutes after I sent the video, the emails.
So will you go back to TikTok?
No, I'm done. I don't like any apps. I actually don't like it. It's just too much. I don't like spending my time on social media. I already go on Instagram. I have a Twitter. I have a Facebook. I'm stopping there.
Like, what about Snapchat?
No. What am I, 12? I don't like Clubhouse. I fucking hate Clubhouse.
Clubhouse is weird.
How often do you go on Clubby?
Actually, I went on Clubhouse. The only time I had fun on Clubhouse is when I went on Clubhouse and Tom Green was like, come chat on my Clubhouse. And it was fun. And we talked about different oat milks for like 20 minutes on Clubhouse. That was the only time I've ever had fun. And then one other time I went and talked to drag queens about the best type of CBD for your asshole.
I mean, those sound like two fun conversations.
But that was it though. Oh, and then Ari Manez, I asked him questions about reptiles.
Yeah, like every time I've signed on, I'd been like, who are these people? What are they talking about? They're like the most boring conversations ever. I'm like, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to listen to this. I don't want to listen to these strangers talking about business strategy.
Yeah, and they're like, all like waiting to take for their turn to talk about.
Yeah, I'm like, no, that's not for me.
Like I'm networking. It's like, I don't even want to network in real life.
Networking
I don't network.
Disgusts me.
I'm like, I'm networking right now. You guys want to come on and network with me?
I have always hated networking.
I, for some reason, accidentally joined a group that was, I was the only white person on it. Yeah. And I went to it and I thought, and it was like a conversation was being had and I walked in and I was like, oh, I'm definitely the only white person in this room. I should leave.
Yeah, I went in this all black room that was like a really fun room. It was like super wild. Like everyone was just shouting stuff. It was crazy. And I tried to raise my hand to go up there, but they wouldn't let me in.
No.
They were like, nah.
No.
Like I wanted to be like, what's up, guys? Like I just wanted to like hang out. Like then I was like, this app is cool. Like I'm hanging out with people I would have never gotten to hang out with, you know?
Right.
But they wouldn't include me. So fuck them, you know?
No, it is interesting. And then there's sometimes people speaking and I'm like, why are you speaking?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be speaking.
I'm also like, who are these people? I feel like everyone's pretending they're like a billionaire investor, but lives in their parents' basement.
Yeah. And it's like COVID and they're talking about business strategy. No. And then also there's this one called, I subscribed to this one. It was like therapy for people who can't afford it. And I'm like, why? If I'm going to a Clubhouse for my therapy.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm like, hi, I'm having suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
Because you're on Clubhouse.
Yeah. And I know none of you are doctors. Yeah. But
I did a gratitude list. I tried it.
I do gratitude lists every day.
We love a gratitude list.
Yeah.
Do you do gratitude lists every day?
I do.
I do too. I really think it helps.
Yeah. It's great. And I always suggest it to people too.
Right. Because it helps you see that life isn't all bad. When yeah. You're like, okay, I did have a good salad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, it's all about like sitting in it too. Like if you are having a bad day, like it's great that you can just pull out a notebook and write down 10 things you're grateful for. Try to do things that are, try to like think outside the box a little and put some thought into it. But then if you sit there and reflect on each one, it, I believe, adds serotonin or dopamine, whichever is the fucking correct chemical for that. And it just like, I don't know, I like it. And like, I think like manifesting and just energy wise, like you should always be in a state of like gratitude and appreciation.
Right. I agree. I agree. And okay. When you're away from Jagger,
yeah,
with Pup, do you miss him so much?
Oh, God.
Is it hard?
So much.
Oh, I would miss Bowie so much. I was like, there's something wrong. Like, I felt like My son was like gone.
Yeah, I had been working on some like on a lot of sober companion jobs over the in like the month of February. So I was gone a lot. I was gone for like four nights in a row, like for like 3 weeks,
which is a long time.
I was gone like half the month of February, like working, and I missed him so much. I missed him more than Steven. And I'd be like, please send me photos of Jagger. And like, he would just send me like multiple photos. And I didn't get bored of a single photo. Every photo was like so exciting to receive.
Do you just take photos of him all the time?
Yeah, he's my son. And
you take photos of him even if, and then sometimes when you look at your album, it's just like all these weird photos of your dog.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it'll just be like an upside down photo of him and like him at every angle.
Like, look at this today.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
He's so cute. Look, this is him shitting on the floor.
Oh.
That's not cool.
That's how you know that it's love, because they can do, dogs do things sometimes and you're like, are you fucking how kidding me? That? So cute.
Okay, sorry. little cutie. I took my shoes off.
I have mine.
I want to get comfortable. I got these. I had to buy these new socks because for like my companion job, like I had a lot of like old socks and I was like, I have to buy new socks because like I can't look like a fucking weirdo if I have my shoes off in front of people.
Oh, is there a lot of that happening? A lot of shoes off sessions?
Well, yeah. Like you're like, if you're like doing like overnights with people and you're like hanging out without your shoes on, just like being girls.
Yeah.
Like I can't have old, it's can't like this. You I can't, have new I can't, socks. I can't guide them into a better life with bad socks.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You with old socks.
Oh yeah. Socks.
Oh yeah. That's true. Just and what's that code?
Sarah10.
For?
10% off.
Visit.
Ohyeah.com. Ohyeah.com. That's 3 O's. HYEAH.com.
Today.
Thank you.
And we're back.
And we're back. This green light is...
I love how you have that glow. Oh, that makes me think of aliens. So I'll tell you this. So okay. Steven was away for the weekend. Or not aliens, but... It made me think of aliens, but I'm thinking about ghosts. So Steven went away for the weekend. He was performing in Idaho. And
Idaho.
Boise.
Ooh.
No idea what it looks like there. You have?
I've been to a bachelorette party in Boise, Idaho.
That's so random.
Yeah, in high school. In high school.
Huh?
My friend's cousin.
Oh.
It was like some like if my friend from Idaho, her cousin got pregnant and the whole family was like, we're going to Idaho and Sarah's coming too. And we went to the bachelorette party and it was at like a...
Parents let a high schooler go to a bachelorette?
Yeah, I was chugging Smirnoff Ice and there was a male stripper and everything.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I used to love Smirnoff Ice.
I was a wild teen.
Yeah, who wasn't?
Yeah, we were both.
Oh, you want to talk wild teen?
No, you were probably more wild.
The wildest. Wait, hold on. So Stephen was gone and like it was so nice to have an apartment to myself, you know?
Because you've been... in pandemic lockdown with your husband.
I didn't miss him once. I was living it up. Like we have a king size bed and I'm always like sleeping in my corner. Like I was in the middle. I started in the middle, like head in the middle.
Fuck yeah.
Spread wide, comfortable.
I love that.
You know? And, so the first night, great, whatever, no big deal, went to sleep. Second night, Jagger senses something in the room. He was barking.
What do you mean senses? Like an entity? A ghost?
I was nervous. He was barking at a corner of the room, and fans, followers, friends, let me know if you think that was a ghost. He was barking in the corner of the room for like an hour, and he was like terrified, and there was something in the corner of the room that was really upsetting him.
Okay, so what did you do? Did you get out the sage?
I was like, oh, I didn't think of that.
My first go-to.
I just stayed in the bed just in case there was something under the bed that was going to reach out and grab my ankles.
No, were you really scared?
Well, I get like really freaked out. So like, and then I start to believe it's true. So like, I was like, I'm not like, I don't know what that is, but like.
There's something in the room.
Yes. And then I put Jagger down on the ground and I was like, go over there and see. Like, you go, not me. You know?
He's a Ghostbuster.
And then he just kind of looked around and then he came back on the bed.
Okay.
And he's like, phew.
So there
like he like he'll bark, he'll be like woof woof, and then like when he gets annoyed he'll just be like
he also like he barks at any type of equipment.
Yeah, he
could have been a trash can he was barking
at. Barks at everything.
Yeah,
like he'll be like Like, I think it could have been the wind. I don't know. But it made me feel like there was something in the corner of the room.
Okay.
He was focused on it. Do you believe in stuff like that?
Do I believe in stuff like that? Yeah.
We're talking ghosts. We're talking ghosts.
Entities. Yeah, I do.
Paranormal.
I do. But I only get so involved.
I don't want to, like, believe it. And it sucks because Steven...
I did my toe in. And it's a big toe.
I don't want to. I don't want to dip in. I don't want to dip at all. Steven is obsessed with UFOs and he'll like call them.
What do you mean?
Into our existence.
What do you mean he'll call them?
And I was like, great. He called them and now he's out of town and I'm stuck with them.
What do you mean?
Which would be a funny plot for a movie, by the way.
He's summoning UFOs.
Like the husband goes out of town and I have to deal with what he summoned.
How is he summoning UFOs?
I don't know. He's told me he does, though.
No, he doesn't.
Like, he'll, like, pray for them to come
no,
and visit.
No, he doesn't.
Yes!
Why?
Because he's into them. And I'm like, no, stop.
Like,
pray
he wants
for them
an
to
alien?
Come.
What does he want to do? Like, what is the end goal?
Sarah, you got me beat. I'm not sure.
I need
sure.
to talk to him about
I
this.
I detach. I say, Steven, do not. I draw a line in the sand and I say, we're not talking about UFOs or ghosts. Stop.
And it's often that he's
yeah,
wanting to talk.
Yeah, when I got
like,
my appendix taken out, he said that Jagger was barking. So Steven talked to his gypsy friend. And the gypsy said that an old man who had a crush on me that died in the hospital, his spirit followed me home
no,
when
no.
I got my appendix taken out.
No. How and does he have a gypsy friend?
He's like he's this close friend of his, this gypsy.
Well, but
Danny.
What, okay, when you say gypsy, that's like, I'm thinking of like, does
it's
like Borat?
It's like a psychic type.
Like a gypsy.
He's like an Armenian psychic. And like he'll like set up like tarot readings in like coffee shops and
okay
yeah
I probably paid him for a reading
yeah he's cool.
Do you have tarot cards?
No. Do you?
Yeah.
Did they come with your house here?
Yeah. Like they came with the dome.
Do you know how to read them?
Yeah. Well, I need the book.
Girls are, I've had my tarot cards read a couple times recently.
And?
But because girls just have them in their purse in Los
Angeles.
Well,
in LA.
Yeah.
They're like, oh,
everyone
let me
knows
down.
How. I don't have a deck.
Pull this deck out of my asshole.
Yeah. It's like, a lot. It's it's always fun to get a reading.
Everyone's predicting the fucking future.
But it's scary. I'm always like a little scared before reading.
Yeah. Like, I'm always like.
Like, what are we unlocking?
Well, sometimes when I see if it's a card I don't like, I'm like, well, I'm gonna pull another one again.
Yeah,
it's like the death card and it's upside yeah. down. Like when they're upside down, I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to have that scary card.
All the cards are scary too. Exactly.
Yeah,
like it's like someone who's like on like a pitchfork stake with like snakes everywhere, and they're like, oh, this isn't a bad card, it's upside down.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, it's temperance.
And I'm like,
oh,
well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And they're like, ooh, the temptress of death. And I'm yeah. like, wait, what? Scary.
So it's like, if you keep playing your cards right, you're gonna be a high priestess. What?
Yeah, high priestess. Oh, I've gotten that card, baby.
What does that mean?
Yeah. And they're like, no, this is a good thing.
Well, no, my friend has this deck and it has like all these weird it's like a celebrity deck. So
come
one
on.
Time I got
Jennifer
Tanya
Aniston?
Harding. I'm like, that's not a
that's
good
odd.
Card. And she's like has like a scowl on her face and she's like ice skating. It was like
that's
the
weird.
Darkest card I could have gotten. And I was like, I don't want to have Tanya Harding energy. That can't be good. And then there was like an Angelina
what did it mean?
Jolie one.
I want
I don't
that
remember.
One.
The Angelina Jolie one, she had like a bunch of kids strapped to her. Like it was an animation. It
that's
was,
ridiculous.
Yeah. There is this funny deck by this tarot reader girl called Cardzy B.
That's creative.
Yeah,
it is creative.
We love a creative tarot reader. I've been sitting on my legs for so long, they're like,
my legs are asleep already. I'm ugh. So sore from working out. I did Stacia's class, which you gotta come to sometime.
I think I gotta.
It's
a hard
incredible. Yeah, it is hard. And I've been so sore I couldn't even shave my legs today. Like I couldn't bend over.
Have you been shaving your legs since pandemic?
Do you want to see what they look? I mean, they're bad.
Let's see. That's not bad. I've
they're
seen way
too.
Worse.
Have I been shaving them since pandemic? You mean for the past year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. But I don't shave. I shave them probably like every week or every other week because it's winter. And I just go to Steven, oh, sorry, I forgot to shave. But I'm just like prolonging it because I'm lazy.
But does he care?
No.
Guys don't care.
But like if this was summer, my legs would be shaved all the time. But like in the winter when I'm just wearing jeans, like I give myself a little break.
Okay, jeans.
What?
I haven't been wearing jeans at all.
This is the only pair I fit into. I only fit into one pair and I wear them all. I've been wearing this pair of jeans for like 2 years.
It's devastating.
Yeah.
I ripped my favorite pair. Put them
where?
On.
Where? In what part?
In the crotch.
Ugh.
I don't know if they're going to be...
Where were you when that happened?
In my bedroom.
Okay. The best place to do it.
I mean, ripping pants in public?
Devastating. I can't remember if I have. Because if they're too tight, I'm just not going to leave them on.
Yeah.
If I'm wearing pants... Is that a jacket? That gray jacket? Is that yours?
Yeah, that's a gray jacket.
That's so fucking cute.
That jacket?
That's adorable.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a storage closet in here. So there's like hula hoops, toilet paper.
Spiders.
Spiders. Back orders of CBD. Socks.
Where is the CBD?
Somewhere. In that container.
Yeah.
Got a lot of stuff going on in here.
I still fuck with CBD, but I don't think I feel it. I don't take it with THC.
Yeah, it's pretty mellow.
Yeah.
If you don't take it with... Do you feel like it helps you?
I've like gone through periods where I'm like, this helps, but I think it's just placebo. I don't think it does anything because I can't feel anything. But I remember the time that I accidentally took CBD that had a little THC in it and at the Comedy Store and I got stoned. High and I ordered a pizza.
Yeah.
And no one believed I was high until the pizza showed up and I was laughing, crying. And they're like, okay, you're stoned. I went into the office and I told the manager, I was like, I'm high. I took too much CBD. And they're like, shut up.
And then you're like, I'm eating pizza.
And like, then when okay. I got the pizza, they were like, okay, I believe you now. It was funny.
Have you been, like, what are you most looking forward to in the non-pandemic reality?
Immediately what comes to mind is Korean spas. I'm Ooh. Really missing a Korean spa. I love the scrub, the steam room, the sauna. It's a great, I love Olympic spa. That's
okay.
the one I like.
Okay. That's the all women's one, right?
Yeah. I don't like Wii Spa.
Oh my God. I got in a fight with an ex at Wii
Spa. Oh yeah.
In the sauna.
I remember
that. That's where
that.
Shit went down in the
I
sauna.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't like that fight.
I didn't like that either.
That was odd.
He got all weird in the sauna.
So but then the blender was even weirder.
Yeah, I dated someone who brought a blender on vacation. He was making smoothies in the bathroom.
That's beyond.
I was like, this wasn't going
to
work.
That's so bold.
And
how long have you guys been dating at that point?
4 months.
Like.
Put the blender away,
wait
brother.
A year. Like, 4 months?
Well, the worst is when.
But
yeah.
You want to go?
The barbecue nuts on his hands.
Ugh. Well, yeah, go ahead.
He was eating barbecue nuts in the bed. First of all, who eats barbecue nuts? What are barbecue nuts? They're nuts that are flavored like BBQ.
No.
Barbecue isn't even that good. Why would you want to flavor
no.
some nuts like that?
No, 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 no!
And you know like a barbecue residue is like that reddish brown color?
There is nothing grosser than...
Barbecue residue?
The
deposits.
Crummy deposit. Yeah, deposit from chips. Like, ew, like a Cheeto finger. That's disgusting. And then the people who are like...
Ugh.
I hate that.
Don't do that. You have to do that alone.
If I eat chips, I'm wiping them on a napkin. I'm not wiping them on a bedspread. So what was he doing with his fucking fingers? With his powdered fingers?
Yeah, look down. He takes his powdered brown red residue fingers full of barbecue flavoring and just wipes it over across the white sheets. And I lost my
That's
mind.
Mentally
you're
ill.
Fucking, you're disgusting.
That's mentally ill. You said that? You said you're disgusting?
I was like, that's so disgusting. I don't want to sleep in barbecue.
Yeah,
like,
it's disgusting. And what did he say?
Oh, sorry.
What? That's like a lack of hygiene awareness.
No, I know. It just like, and it's also like when you're on a vacation with someone and you already realize that this isn't going to work out. And you're like, okay, now we're just fighting on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It's never good. A vacation fight is always kind of dark.
Yeah, it you're sucks. Like,
you put all these expectations on.
Yeah, but that's also part of the problem, I think, is that having the expect, you know, I think anyone yeah. does. Like, this is supposed to be this and that and like romantic and
I
fun.
I wasn't
and-
expecting barbecue nut residue on the
yeah.
sheets.
What I've realized, and me and Steven have gotten into fights on vacations and stuff, and especially like if we go on the road together and we're like opening and featuring like yeah. for someone, we have gotten into a lot of fights and... I used to, and we realized like we have to take like a little bit of space from each other. Like we can't spend the full weekend together.
Cause it's a lot.
Like the next day, like, you know, we go Friday night, whatever, Saturday morning, like we don't hang out during the day.
Because also I feel that there's like this weird pressure because you're also performing. So
well, I felt like he would get like jealous or competitive because like sometimes I'd be the feature and mm-hmm. he'd be the opener. Mm-hmm. And I felt like he secretly hated that.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's
got to be honest. Tell him the truth on my podcast.
And
yours.
That's why being a comic is also so gnarly.
So what? General. Gnarly?
Gnarly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you're like, I don't know, like so much just... it feels like you're building, like if you're like, I have a spot. Mm-hmm. It's all I can think about the whole day if I have totally. A spot at night.
Well, that's what I feel like the difference is right now. Like, you know, before pandemic, when I'd be, you know, doing shows every night, I wouldn't think about them because I'd be like, you know, every day blends into another. Every them. Night there's a show. You don't have to like think about it or go over your set. You're just showing up and doing it. But like now I have a show for the first time since November this Saturday and I'm featuring. And so I'm going to be doing a longer set. And then I'm like, okay, I need to start looking for my set now. Like I'm already thinking about it and it's fucking Monday.
Yeah. I like obsessively thought about my set for like 2 weeks before I went to Texas.
Yeah.
And I was like walking around and I was like writing it out over and over again. I was like, okay, I think I know it. I've written it out like at least 15 times.
I do it in my head over and over like a monologue.
Yeah.
Like I used to love to go to the gym like before I was prepping for like a weekend and I'd be on the machine just like going over it in my head. Probably like moving my lips and people thought it was high or something. I'd be like, nom, 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 nom.
That's wild. I just write my set list over and over and over again.
Really?
Like that's... a manic psychopath.
Like it's all work and no play. Like just make like, Sarah yeah, adult. Yeah, you're just yeah, like, ah. Yeah. Like someone walks in and just sees like the typewriter. Shining, yeah.
For sure.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, should we wrap up?
Is that it?
I feel like it could be it.
All right.
We did it for...
That was fun.
We did a 47-minute Thanks for podcast. Tuning in. What do you
Any
think?
Any dirty little secrets?
Dirty little secrets? Before we go? Like, what kind?
Oh, I don't know. A secret fantasy, perhaps?
A secret fantasy? Like, what kind?
Well, what are you looking forward to being open after pandemic? And then we'll get back to the fantasy, because I didn't hear your side.
Being open during a pandemic? I just want to be able to like go to restaurants and eat tableside guacamole inside and not worry about contracting.
Tableside guacamole. Yeah. You mean when they prepare it for you?
Yeah. And, like yeah. come prepare it. I love it. That. Like I don't want to worry about your germs. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like communally dipping. It's chill. Like that's what I want.
Yeah.
I just want tableside guac. I didn't even think of myself as someone who liked going to concerts, but it turns out I do like going to concerts. Mm-hmm. Maybe like, you know, a couple concerts sound fun.
That'd be fun.
Obviously comedy shows. It's yeah. so fun to perform and just being able to get back to whatever life is.
Mm-hmm.
Not being so afraid of dying all of the time.
Are you?
I've always been afraid of dying. So the pandemic to me is like really coming to terms with... I always think about dying. I think about death almost every day.
Huh.
Is that weird? I think about my own mortality all the time.
I worry about something happening to, like, Steven.
Right. Yeah, no. I just think about myself dying all the time. I'm going to die one day.
I never felt, like, concerned about dying throughout the whole pandemic due to COVID.
No, but also I was like, okay, well, like, this is what it's like to actually have a real concern.
Actually, once I did, when I felt really sick, like, and I think it's when I actually had it, and it was earlier on. But now, I gotta be honest, and not to be a dick, like, since I am vaccinated, I do feel, like, a sense of freedom. But it seems like a lot more people are getting vaccinated now. Because people I know in LA who aren't even... older or work in healthcare are getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
A lot like of- Uber drivers are getting vaccinated. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. That's- like two people I know who work in the food industry just got vaccinated.
That's crazy.
And there's like this whole thing that you're not supposed to ask people. Do you know about that?
No.
It's like, well, you don't have to tell anyone how you got vaccinated.
Oh, it's like a private thing?
I don't know. I've seen that like somewhere.
Like...
It's like, you don't owe anyone an explanation. Like, you ever, like, you do you follow those therapists on Instagram?
Yeah, there's like, oh, some of them are boundaries.
But some of them are really good. What? Yeah,
I bookmark all of them.
Me too. I love therapists on Instagram.
Therapists on Instagram, yeah.
Are you still going to therapy?
Yeah, I still go to therapy. I go to therapy once a month.
Once a month.
So it's like a big report when I have to report in.
That's a lot to report, yeah.
But I actually like it because I have so much to report, because for a while I was going twice a week.
Twice a week's a lot. I mean, like, I feel like I try to go once a week, you know?
Once a week is good.
But, like, sometimes I feel like I don't even have anything to bring in.
Twice a month is good. Mm-hmm. Every other week is mm-hmm. good. Well, like, the best is when something happens and then you have therapy the next day. And you're thank God.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what I was going to have to talk about. We're going to have to talk about my childhood again. And I didn't feel like doing that.
Right.
Sometimes I'm like, do we have to uncover everything that went wrong?
Well, my therapist the other day goes, by the way, I hope you don't take this critically, but you're very competitive.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, no, that is true. But now, like, it's just been sitting with me. Like, she said that to me 2 weeks ago, and I haven't stopped thinking about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going in on Wednesday, and I'm going to be like, all right, let's talk about it.
About how I'm competitive.
You want to talk about it?
Let's talk about how I'm competitive, bitch.
No, but I'm like, cool, let's do something around it. Like, what do you got?
Yeah, let's work through it.
Yeah.
My...
I am competitive, though. And you know what's weird is that I don't know where it came from.
Interesting.
Because I can't remember ever feeling like that as a child. I just remember my mom being competitive with me, but I don't remember,
that's why.
I guess, but like, I don't remember like as a kid, like I was like a stoner, like my whole life.
Right.
Up until I went, and when I got sober at 26. So I like, I never was like competing. I was like in my own little zone.
Right.
So like, I'm like, where did this fucking come from?
That's so interesting. I know. I'm not like that at all. Competitive.
I kind of am. Right.
I don't know. I don't view you as being really competitive. Kim Congdon is really competitive.
She is?
She hates losing in a video game. She'll fucking like lose her shit. Like she's like the type of person, if she's losing the game, she'll unplug the cord from the wall because she doesn't want to lose.
That's so funny. Yeah. I feel like, have I ever hit a Monopoly game up off a table, or have I fantasized about that?
I mean, everyone fantasizes about knocking over a Monopoly game because that shit goes on for hours and hours and hours.
You know what's so funny? My brother got engaged.
Okay. Which congratulations.
Is like amazing for him. I'm so happy. And the next night, my mom made him and his fiance and my dad all play a game in Monopoly. And I was like, why are you making them do that?
Like a rite of passage.
But it's like they don't want to do that with you.
Yeah, that's wild.
But it's like, and she has to be nice, you know? So she's like, great.
I'm the thimble.
Yeah, I was always the thimble.
The thimble is the best one. I was always. You can put it on your
Yeah, and it was just cute. There's something cute thimble. About it. But it's like, mom, they don't want to play fucking Monopoly with you.
No one wants to play Monopoly.
I'm going on a family vacation with Steven's family to Hawaii.
Okay. Well, will there be Monopoly?
And, you should hang out with Scott.
Invite myself on the vacation.
Because his mom said if he meets a girl, he can bring her. So we got to plan. And I want Sarah to go out with Steven's brother.
So you want me to come on the family vacation?
You can come on the trip. We got to get those double dates in now.
Okay.
and then she'll pay for you to come. Last week of April. What are you doing?
Mahalo.
Hang what is it? Yeah, it's mahalo. That's thank you.
I was like, oh God, I hope it's mahalo. And I didn't fuck that
that's
up.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But this is like shocking.
Where are you going?
Maui.
Wow.
Yeah. Should be fun. Haven't done like a family
vacation.
Vacation.
Is this with
Steven's family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my. Well, you know, like when it's just like your immediate family on vacation. For me, there was always drama. Like there's always family fights. Like, I don't want to eat here. I want to eat here.
Yeah.
Like everyone was just being a brat.
Yeah.
Everyone was acting up, and then my dad would be like, we're not gonna do this anymore if you guys act like this. That's how what I feel like every vacation was.
Yeah. Where did you guys have a place you went every year, or did you ski and summer somewhere?
We weren't a snow family.
We wintered and summered growing
up. You wintered and summered vacation?
Yeah. In February for our winter vacation, we'd always go to like Beaver Creek.
Okay.
You know, or we'd go like to Snowbird or Snowmass, or like we'd go snowboarding.
Okay.
And then in the summer, we'd go to Hawaii for a month.
Always?
Yeah, my whole life growing up.
A month in Hawaii?
I was a little brat.
You went a month in Hawaii. No, we went.
We loved to vacation.
We went to Maui a few times. And yeah. That was like a big deal. And then we would always go like local. Like my parents would be like, we're going, you guys want to go to the snow? We'd be like, yeah, like we're going to Palm Springs.
Oh,
like,
cool.
For the snow?
Like, for the snow?
Yeah, one time we took like the Palm Springs tram. Have you ever taken that?
No.
It's like this tram and it just like goes from one part of the mountain to the other part of the mountain. And there's like
a little mountain.
There's like some type of mountain there. You know, when you're in Palm Springs and you look and there's all those like mountains. Yeah. Well, some of those mountains, you can take a tram and go from one mountain to another mountain.
Oh.
And there was a little bit of snow on the ground. And my parents were like, see, snow. And that was the only really snow experience I had.
Did you snowboard or ski growing up?
No, I didn't do any of that.
I hate it.
I had scooters. A Razor scooter.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, my mom bought a bird scooter for, like, bought one.
Recently?
And she rides it around in New York City.
No, she doesn't.
Yes.
Does she love it?
I'm like, what?
Wait, that's hilarious.
Isn't that odd?
That's so funny.
And she rides from, like, her place to my brother's place.
Does she like it?
I guess.
That's so funny.
But it's like, when you buy one.
She's committed.
That's next level.
She owns her own bird.
I just felt like we weren't done in that moment, but now that we got out like a couple more things.
About the bird.
I don't know. I just felt like we had to reach a couple more subjects.
Okay. Well, do you feel like we've covered?
I think you feel like you,
I feel like we've covered.
Okay. Well, cheers.
Cheers. Thank you for coming on the pod.
And thank you for coming on the pod.
It was so much fun. Hold on 1 second. Let me give you a parting gift.
What?
I have to like dig around for it. So just entertain the guest.
Okay. And, guys, don't forget to check out the bat company I'll be advertising in the beginning of the podcast when I do my separate intro.
The what company?
This episode will be sponsored by Anderson's Bats. So don't forget to rewind to the front of the intro to get that information.
Okay.
Because I'll do that separately. What?
This is fun.
Oh my God. Is this
elote.
Corn?
Elote.
Elote.
Elote from Oh Yeah Socks.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Who doesn't love a little Mexican corn?
We love socks. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you for coming on. So much fun hanging with you in the dome.
Thank you.
Where can our listeners find you? Want to plug everything?
God. My podcast, which you're also listening to since this is a mutual episode.
It's a double ep.
The Chelsea Skidmore Show. And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Skidmore and on Twitter at Skidmore Chelsea. Sarah, how about you?
You can find me Princess Shank, Princess Like Normal, and then another S-H-E-N-K, Instagram, Twitter. Subscribe to my podcast, Shank, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, all the places. And yeah, that's our episode.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.